President Bush today gave his approval for the Department of Energy to build a nuclear waste storage facility in the Nevada desert. The repository under Yucca Mountain is a tomb of sorts, designed to last at least 10,000 years. Elected officials from Nevada and many locals oppose the project. They say more science needs to be done to show with real confidence whether the facility will hold up over the millennia. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Ralph McCracken owns a small farm in Amargosa Valley, Nevada. He's got 70 acres of land, 1,500 pistachio trees. In the distance sits a rather unimpressive hill.
Yucca Mountain? Oh, I'd say about 12 or 13 miles of the crow flies.
Can you see it from there?
Yeah, you look out the bedroom window and there's Yucca Mountain.
Water does flow from Yucca Mountain toward his farm, but a lot would have to go wrong for that water to become contaminated. The plan is to pack the radioactive waste in protective containers, then stuff the containers in tunnels 1,000 feet below ground. The water table is another 1,000 feet below the storage site. McCracken says he's not an anti-nuke type. He just wants the project done right.
I think if you'd look hard, you'd find a better hill somewhere. The area here is highly fractured. If you look at the mountains, you can see the layers that aren't just horizontal, some are almost vertical. It's not your ideal place to put something where you don't want it to leak.
It doesn't help that Nevada does not have a single nuclear plant, yet the state has now been chosen as the resting place for the country's waste. Some scientists also take issue with the decision to proceed. Allison McFarlane is a geologist at MIT.
I think it's premature. I don't think the science supports such a decision at this time.
McFarlane says that the locals' instincts about the mountain turned out to be right. In the early days of the project, the mountain itself was supposed to serve as a giant rock umbrella. But then it was found rainwater seeped in faster than expected, at which point the Department of Energy decided to beef up the canisters that store the waste.
The Department of Energy says that its canisters, they've predicted, will be able to last for 10,000 to 30,000 years. Well, if that's the case, why not just leave them above ground?
Why put them in a mountain in Nevada at all, she says. Scott Peterson has an answer. He's a spokesperson for the Nuclear Energy Institute.
The geology of Yucca Mountain itself makes it ideal because it is in a remote location. It is in the Nevada desert on federally owned land. This land gets about 6 inches of rainfall per year, most of it evaporating when it hits the ground. And that's really ideal because you want an arid location where the corrosion will be very, very low.
Peterson says more scientific studies will be needed to actually get the licenses to start the project. But after nearly 20 years of research, he says it's time to go ahead.
I think all the scientists will tell you that not all the facts have been contemplated to select the site. In fact, this science project will continue. It's not an issue where the Department of Energy is going to put fuel in the mountain. Forget about it.
There is, of course, a new concern today, terrorism. Opponents argue that trucking nuclear waste to Yucca Mountain would pose a serious security risk, but Peterson sees things differently.
Obviously, in the world we live in today, having this material 1,000 feet underground rather than at plant sites in 39 different states obviously makes a lot of sense.
Nevada will have a chance to protest President Bush's decision today, but even opponents of the plan say the votes in Congress simply aren't there to stop the project. With Congress's approval, the Department of Energy will apply for a license from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to start construction at Yucca Mountain. Lawsuits are expected. But at the local level, Yucca Mountain fatigue may be setting in. Ralph McCracken, whose ranch is just south of the site, says over the years, residents have attended endless town meetings with just about every government agency. At some point, he says, people just get tired of talking about it. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.